Today, what I want to go through is the philosophy or the process of just trying something and trusting the process, because you just never know what opportunities might present themselves when you actually do. I use this example of a golf course drone flyover company, which is kind of my example of a business that I would love to start if I had to just start a new business overnight and try to figure out a way to start earning money pretty quickly. But anyway, to go back to my golf example, you might set out to film golf course drone flyover videos of all of the golf courses in your state and then upload them to YouTube as a way to make money, either off the views or linking to the golf courses in the description and charging the golf courses, you know, per click or something like that. And after doing something like that for a while, competitors of the golf courses that you've already done might actually be the ones reaching out to you, offering to pay you to come and just, you know, feature their course on your channel. Or obviously you could reach out to them, offering the service of doing a nice drone flyover of their whole golf course and listing each individual hole on your YouTube channel or on their website or YouTube channel, so that their potential customers can get a vibe for their course before they go there, which would surely help them get more customers through the door. And for something like this, charging $50 a hole could net you $900 for a day's work. Now, flying a drone around a golf course is not exactly the most grueling work that I could imagine, but me, myself, I would charge at least $100 for something like that. Because apart from the flying, you would have to do a little bit of admin work and, you know, trimming and editing the videos afterwards. So it's not just doing the flying around the course, which would be the more easier and funner part of it all, to be honest. But anyway, I could see a world where if you were doing something like this, you could very naturally find yourself being asked to do other similar tasks, like content creation and marketing strategy for the golf courses. And it might sound like I'm describing a fairy tale, but I'm not. This is really how the world of entrepreneurship works for people who put themselves out there and actually try. And I've been on both sides of this equation multiple times, so I can explain some of the psychology that comes with it. So here's the setting. A hopeful entrepreneur approaches a business offering their specific specialized service. And option A is the business is interested in your specific service. Woohoo, you just got a sale or booked a job. Option B is the business is not interested in your specific service. Oh well, at least you tried. You can iterate, you can ask them for feedback, etc., etc. Or option C, the business is not interested in the specific service that you're offering them, but they realize that a driven individual with a broad set of skills is standing in front of them asking for work. And then they start to think about the plethora of obscure tasks that they've wished they could do for the last year, but didn't have the time, expertise, or equipment to pull off themselves. So then you might hear a reply something like, I don't need any videos right now, but I have a bunch of products that I need photos taken of so that I can list them on my online store. Can you do product photography? Or, I'm happy with my website right now, I don't need you to, you know, redo my website, but I've never done email marketing before, do you know how to set all that stuff up? Can you set that up for me? Or, actually, I have enough content as it is, what I really need is someone that can manage all the social accounts for me. Which that's actually a problem I personally have, that I need someone to do for me. Just putting that out there. So what I'm trying to explain though is that they're standing there and they're thinking, I don't want exactly what you're offering, but I need this thing that you seem like you're probably smart enough and driven enough to do. So in summary of that section, here is my little proverb style soundbite that encapsulates the lesson. When the seller is ready, the sale appears. When you actually put yourself out there and start trying to get clients or launch your business or get customers or sell products, whatever it is, when you actually start trying to do it, that's when the opportunities will come to you. Obviously, they're not going to come to you before then. They just can't. It'd be physically impossible. And while we're on this, just as a little extra note in regards to how to charge for something like that, if you do find yourself in this fortunate situation, in these types of examples, it's important to remember that the business isn't looking for another employee, which is good because you're not looking for a job. Employees mean training and management and long-term commitments and paperwork and blah, blah, blah. But you're more like the plumber or electrician where you get in, do your job, get out. You come and go do the tasks as they're needed for a rate. You're not trying to go somewhere and sign up for 9 to 5 for $25 an hour. That's not what we're trying to do here. Your goal should be to package your skills in a way that you don't charge per hour. Or if you do, it's a very, very high hourly rate. So this should be in the math section of the course, which is a section of the course where I go through all the different ways to look at the math for the type of business that you might want to start. But I just figured due to the context, this was a good place to include it as well. If you are in this situation, don't think like this. I could shoot and edit these photos in 10 hours and most people get paid $25 an hour, so I'll charge this person $250. That's not what you want to do. Instead, you should adopt a mindset like this. This isn't ongoing work, but the owner desperately needs it done. In reality, this is a rather technical skill that they haven't hired for elsewhere yet. Likely because they're aware of the exorbitant fees that an agency or something like that would charge for this kind of work. But for me, earning $60 an hour doing this would be incredible. That's a huge hourly rate, way above my average at my job or whatever. But I won't charge them by the hour because I don't want to be tied to that. If I propose a flat rate of, say, $600 and offer express turnaround, I'll make more than double my average hourly rate, which would be insane for me. Plus, I'll have the work in my portfolio to showcase for future potential clients. And after doing it, I'll know how to do it better and I'll be even more efficient at it the next time I do it, meaning I'll be able to do it even quicker, yet still charging the same amount for it. And that's all for today. I know it all seems oddly specific and too good to be true, but I promise you that it is not. I have lived like this for over 10 years now, and you would just be absolutely amazed at the type of opportunities that pop up and present themselves and unfold before you when you actually put yourself out there and start trying. And I really hope that you do.